to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, your girl, see my favorite host of the most, and we're on
Spreading Humor.
Today, 21 to November, you know, spreading awareness for, as you guys can see, we are all wearing black. Rare represent, even though we couldn't come to the march physically, but we're like, we can show awareness. Even everyone in the studio right now, as we speak, Shots, you'll put the picture here. Everyone is wearing.
They're going to take a picture of themselves.
We're all going to take a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, and we are just saying we're born. And I'm glad Uri, South Africa is standing still. Because it's one thing saying something and not doing.
For sure.
What do you guys think? I like it.
I like the whole movements. Sorry, you saw?
No, I just saw like the whole, like the march. People were marching in Sea Points, Cape Town. People were marching in Joburg. I don't know where. But it was dope to see. It was dope to see everyone wearing black. And
true.
It's dope.
I like seeing everyone coming together.
Yeah.
And, you know, making a change. I just wish I was there, man.
I just saw Siv's video. He's there.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Nice.
He posted it like 3 minutes ago. But that's man. As much as now all I'm saying is that I'm glad or... Yeah, when you're there, now you are there.
True.
Yeah,
true.
The little support that you can give is very important.
For sure, man. And what you said actually links to what's on my mind. So, what's on my mind is Cyril Ramaphosa has finally...
I didn't
finally...
even ask you, but okay. New week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
I was segueing. Like a segue.
I better talk or we're all comfortable with the flow. Then okay, anyway, we didn't introduce ourselves. Like a movie, Thomas, so movie before Thomas. Wow, when she said, like, I watched the heist, ne? Wow, when she said, I'm going to buy the champagne. I felt like, but yeah, I get you.
So according to this article from Women for Change, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the government of South Africa will finally, after so long, oh my gosh, Rams, finally classify GBVF as a national disaster, a historic acknowledgement of the crisis that women and children... Sorry, let me reread that. What am I reading? A historic acknowledgement, yes, of the crisis that women and children face every day. I'm just glad that we were all able to make this happen as a country, you know, by speaking out, by doing what we can, from changing your profile picture to purple, to going to the marches, to speaking out, you know, on the internet. We all played our role. And I'm so glad that finally, after so long, our president has, you know, heard us. I just hope that now that he has, you know, acknowledged that, you know, GBVF is a national disaster, he implements a plan and does something and helps us.
You said GBVF. What is the F for?
I wonder.
Femicide.
Oh, femicide.
Who
would we be without you, Neo?
Literally.
Like, come on.
Because
I was reading GBVF and I'm like, what is that? I just...
What are you talking about? Something you said, Sivi.
I'm sorry, I didn't do my due diligence.
There's no word I'm sick of like that one.
Due diligence.
Really?
No, you're negligent.
Yeah, you're negligent. Diligence.
But yeah, man, I'm just glad. There's a physical movement. From the online movement, now there's a physical movement. Now there has to be a governmental movement whereby your presidents are involved and stuff like that.
But why are you trying to... And why did it take so long?
Wait a minute. You guys see how the streets of Joburg CBD are being like cleared up because of the whole G20 summit, ne?
Okay.
I just hope that he's not only now, you know, acknowledging that GBV is a femicide. Sorry, no, not a femicide. What's a national disaster? Only because all these presidents from overseas and all these important people are coming.
Because they're probably sitting there. What are you doing about the GBV thing?
Like, no, yeah, now what that said. What is there calling you a fucking president? Yes, what are you doing?
He's only doing it now because he's not at all.
You think so? Because now I'm thinking Yo, exactly. Only now.
Just because guy was working as president, you told me Zach is gone. Come and see fucking death. And so what are you gonna do about this?
The streets of JHB are clean in Sandton. Aguma helicopter. Who busy?
So wait, what does G20 stand for?
I and Jasmine.
I wish I knew.
What is like a G20? I knew you guys didn't know because I didn't know. So this other guy, what does G20 stand for? I thought it was like a 20 girls.
What the fuck?
But luckily for you guys,
I know it's a summit, but what is it?
I don't know. I just took a screenshot from someone under the TikTok video, explaining a group of 20 countries, an international forum for 19 countries plus one, the European Union and the African Union to discuss global economic and financial issues. Its purpose is to promote international economic cooperation, address pressing global challenges, and facilitate dialogue on topics like financial stability, sustainable development, climate change, and trade. Established in 1999 in response to the Asian financial crisis, it has evolved to become the prime forum for international economy. I said see all because we get to
work. But did you hear what you said?
Yeah?
Did you hear what you said? So they are discussing, there's economical, no.
Yeah.
So I believe that he's just doing this to show face.
Yes.
Like to, you know,
declaring GBV as a national disaster.
He doesn't give a fuck. I mean, well, I don't know. Until now, where Ramaphosa, but I mean,
yeah, but
only now. It's yeah. quite like sus. Like only now. Now when we have visitors, whoopies.
Guys, behaving because your parents are there and behaving when your parents misbehaving while your parents are not there doesn't make you a good person.
For sure.
Calling them parents as well.
No, I'm just saying because you are doing things because the people are here.
Yeah.
But when they're not here, it's still your character I change.
Mm.
But for more clarity.
Are we wearing the same pants? What's happening?
No. This is our cargo pants.
Are we wearing the same pants?
But he's a skinny jeans.
A very skinny jeans in Fana.
As a skinny jeans.
Ooh.
2010. But please put like a proper explanation on the screen so that people know in case I missed something. Mm. But
yeah. I genuinely want to go to the summit and then gather up whatever they have to say and come back next week and give our viewers information on what was said. Let's see if I can sneak my way in.
Apparently, so there's people that live like around our White House. What do we call it?
Parliament. Union.
Union buildings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys, this is bad.
Our White House is Union buildings. The one in Pretoria.
Yes. So there's people that live around there, and like a few days ago, the lights were off.
In the union buildings.
So apparently, like, it's always lit. So why were the lights off? I actually wonder. Like, does anyone know? I thought you guys knew something about it. Like, I wanted to know.
This is the first time I hear of it.
Because why are the lights off?
For if the smoke, there's fire. Because the lights being off, that smoke. There's fire somewhere. Why all of a sudden?
Like, why all of a sudden? Like, why were they off? I want to know.
Wait, when were they switched off?
I think like two days ago, actually.
Ever
like,
since Snapper Vakash, go snaps, go
man. Go weird.
And there's like police thingy, what do you call, police trucks everywhere. Mm. Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, like everywhere you go, there's police trucks. Hukum!
Ish, and I'm gonna
go okay. This is Vakash.
Wow, wow.
JMPD, I'm gonna go wreck a scope. The plastic that you put in the dustbin.
Yeah. Oh.
I can maybe I'm holding or papukada.
Wait. So they're not allowing. I think they're called street hawkers.
No, vendors.
Street vendors.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a street hawker and a street vendor?
So, hawkers, bar, Ivarikish.
Vendor, but what vendor?
What the fuck? No,
it's the same thing. Loki.
It's the same thing.
Loki.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're removing street vendors from the streets.
Yes.
Forcefully.
Yeah, because it's legal either way.
True, it is. They are running an illegal, unregistered business.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at you saying.
That is as much as, you know, they're low-key running, not even low-key, it's an illegal business. It's like they're running an unregistered business, you know. It's sad to see. I get what you're saying. And ish, in some odd ways, these people still do contribute back to the economy.
Mm.
It's just unfortunate that, you know, ish. If maybe, yeah, no, I don't even know what to say. There's a lot going on these past 2 days, Jay.
But one thing I can say with everything, né, with everything that is happening, we need to be tapped in with our like economic affairs. White House. Like we take information. I'd rather know who's yonder dating than know who's brown mokhots.
Mm.
Enkar brown mkhotsi kima enkar general mkhonazi kima enkar ndlovu kima ka lika tsebe mara enkar sima who zile dating oh there's this other
yeah.
Open chat about this chema you guys know cause spreading rumors who's the guest about this chema you get me I feel like even with our
is that prep, a jab
with our prep we should also try lean in into economic
that is a jab that's definitely a jab
no it's not a jab I'm just saying with us also. Because even in our personal capacity, I want your level of the series. I level Lord in time.
What's again?
The Zondo Commission. I level Lilin. If I did, hey, grown. I get to look if I did. Unalelo, who are level trend this week? Why are you level to the white lady? We have heard the red thing. Who's that lady?
Hey, it's so hot.
She's a police. What one? Yeah, those are the things that we need to be tapped in.
True.
She was wearing the red thing, doing what?
Parliament, but
the ones that they were calling Coco?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. My the has. Yeah. So, I'm not confused. You anger Hollywood's guys, Kinan or Hollywood's, but they are so. Only Kampushalar, Lukompong.
He's gonna be such a funny dad. Imagine when he catches his kids playing games instead of studying. Hangar Motel Combat.
Talk about Baba. In that economy, no, that's how my granny used to do us. Actually, used to make words, bro. But I kid you know, like, I feel like it's a huge thing for us as a learning caviar. We need to be tapped in somehow.
For sure.
Like, do you guys understand?
It doesn't help to be naive.
Somehow, we actually have to be tapped in because this is a big platform, bro. And people want to learn from us. You know, I watched the show last week, ne?
What show?
Our show.
Please take the mic.
I was watching our show and I was watching the comments. Someone was like, we don't learn much from spreading humors anymore.
The word anymore makes it even more sad.
It's sad, bro.
Like, change.
Truthy, we were teaching them something, somehow. Yes, and you know, but now we don't teach people things anymore. You know?
I like your legs.
Pardon?
I like your legs.
Really? Wow. Mm. Thank you. They have so many scratches.
But I like
them. How? Okay, never mind.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you know, never mind.
Cool. Let's leave it. Yeah. But yeah, it was just sad to see.
The word anymore. Like, it's not anymore, Lena.
It was finally and many more. No, but
sad.
You know, and also, us explaining things doesn't mean we have to be serious.
Yeah.
We always had a way of explaining things in a cool, trendy way.
We also don't know, but we wanna know. No,
like, I want to tell our future. Don't feel bad for not knowing, but here's what you can know for now. Like, for example, we were talking about the G20. Excuse me. But now if Zile is going to explain it in his way, I'm going to say, okay, let me try and understand it in my own
better,
way and better. But yeah, I get that comment.
Number
one. You. Now, Mowe. Hey, man. No. You know what? Speak.
Did you want to speak?
Did you want to speak?
Mara, if someone says do. Silence.
Economic indicator. Okay, anyways, yeah, no,
we all know what economic indicator is.
Yeah, we all know. Like, we should talk about it in a way.
Actually, yes.
Like, we should talk about
GBVF. Two. Tato, what?
Astado.
Come on.
Shane Iggy.
Shane. Wow, one show is
Di quiet. Mara, sir, did the intro, Mara, Simon, right, Mara, I feel like bad.
Actually.
We literally just hopped into it. Our new month, new us.
But not anymore.
Oh my God.
What?
You know who I saw yesterday?
Who?
I saw Ino Morolong, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, okay, the lady.
The lady, yeah.
The pretty one,
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you know who Ino Morolong is? I'm not saying she's not beautiful, guys. I'm just asking because I think he genuinely doesn't know.
I know, I do know. She's like.
What is she popular for?
I think I don't know if it's a housewife or whatever.
No,
but she's an influencer, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her. I think she followed me at some point.
So I meet her. She comes to our table, right?
Yeah.
Our table.
Yeah, I was with someone. Yeah, we're cool. We're chilling.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah. She comes to our table, and she's like, "Oh, hey." I'm
Are
like,
you guys cool?
Like, no, actually, because she used to like say really mean stuff about me on the internet, on her lives, right? So I look at her, and I'm seeing this person hugging me. I'm like, oh, okay, hi. But I'm like, actually, no.
And you risen the situation.
And I'm like, hi, how are you? Good, shop. You good?
Yeah.
We good? And she's like, no, we're good. I'm like, no, actually, let's go to the bathroom. Like, I want to talk to you. Because she's been saying really nasty stuff about me on the internet. Every single time, like, maybe I'm having, like, an altercation with someone, you know. White bitch, right? So I asked about that in the toilet. I'm like, yo, like, why do you always do that? Like, because I don't even know
you. She's like a female version of Musa Kahula.
I guess. Well,
you know. Oh, yeah. Ino Morolong, the one at the blog.
I don't think she has a blog.
Yes. She has a blog. But we talk about the same person.
Yeah.
That I know.
Yeah.
You know? So we're talking, and she's like, no, man. Internet stuff, you know. I'm like, internet stuff, no. But she's saying mean stuff about me. I'm a real person. I'm not an internet person. Like, I'm a real person, you know. So she's like, no, man. Da-da-da. And then we're cool, man. We just spoke about it, and we were cool. But in my head, I'm just like, you know, these people on the internet, like, they're so, and then when they see you, it's like, oh, hey, girl. No, not hey, girl.
Like, bye, go bye.
Like, bye. Like, bye.
Actually, people on the internet have, like, such big balls. But if you see them in real life, but do, because there's so many people on the internet that like to call me ugly, blah, blah, blah. But when I catch all niggas in public, you're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to leave you. Lena.
That thing I do.
Like, I dare you guys to come to my face and call me ugly. I dare you. Please. Oh,
no. I dare you too, actually.
Please.
No, there's a guy, ne? I didn't even know. So most of the time, you remember, because you're teaching Elena at dark times, ne? Dark times, see, my white fever.
So that's the R.
Yeah, dark times, ne?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for that at the tag, because that boy, I tagged that guy, because I didn't know. So I was with my friend, ne?
Yeah, man, get look at the ice block, see.
Yeah, fish. Guys, strong boy is bitter cold, hey?
You want to reset?
Oh, you need to... The fridge is thingy.
Yeah, Ras. Oh. So, I'm chilling, eh? And I greet everyone because, I mean, he's an influencer, eh?
Yeah.
I greet everyone. No, I just want the name.
Who's this boy, actually?
I think it's Lou. Ne?
Skip Lou,
I think. Because he was saying bad things.
Okay.
During our time. And okay. I mean, if you're going to say bad, because it's a situation that's happening, you know, you can say whatever. And I'm okay with the person. But like, now, when you say bad things about Yanda, let's keep it a bug.
Yeah.
Don't like me until forever.
Yes.
Now that things are like, okay, don't come back and say me and you. And not the whole night, I'm even taking this guy, I'm posting him on my story. I'm like, sure, I'm chilling. I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. I go back, my friend says, no, I didn't have TikTok by that time.
Oh, yeah.
My friend says, oh, by the way, this guy, during, because now I was checking people, this guy was saying things about, and I'm like, I'm remembering because of you. I'm like, the whole night I got bummed. I was like, let's just go home, bro. Because it's like
a lot of people were saying mean stuff, actually. There's even a girl that I didn't follow anymore because she was just saying so many like weird stuff about the situation. I'm like, yo, yes, we fucked up, but you know, I thought we were cool. Like, you know, if anything was to happen to her, I don't think I would be on her ass like that, you know. That's the type of person, like, we've been following each other for years, bruh. So it's like, it was weird. I even texted her, I'm like, yo, like, this is weird. Like,
I got people like, who were like tapped in with the situation. They were coming to me straight. What you did? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
So it's like, you, Yanda, like, yo, chief, what's going on? 1, 2, 3, 1. Imagine when I look at you, it's like, bro, you could have just, but at that time, me and this person have never been friends. But because I saw him with the people that I'm cool with, and I'm just assuming, you know, I'm cool. But in my head, I'm like, if the same thing happens again, you are more of like, and that hurt me in a way because I was so welcoming, hey? I was so chilled, but it is what it is. Charge it to the game.
Yeah, but I think, you know, on the internet, guys, please just keep the same energy, bro. You know, like, I'm at a point where, like, when I see people go molong, or they're like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. Like, in my head, I'm like, do you really? like, do you really? Like, I look at you, get it? Yeah, sure. You know? Because I don't know who's real. I don't know who's... Like, I'm at a point where...
I feel the same way about me.
I like people who say things straight.
Yeah.
Like you see, there's a guy I met at Kunye. He's a colored guy, ne? He's like, hey, this boy, but you know, can't tell, or whatever.
Yes.
Like,
that's
fine. Like, you know, it's like he's not pretending.
Yes.
He's just saying, when up about dealer. So.
Oh my gosh, see my life is so much.
But really, like I get that. Like, you know, try never go tell him.
This person.
Nah, hi man. Last time, Adima disappearing.
Too much. Just cheat back, man. But speaking about keeping it a buck, you know who else keeps it a buck? Hollywood Bets.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, team, you're going to want to hear this because Hollywood Bets is running an incredible promotion called the Habanero Jackpot Race. You can stand a chance to win your share of a massive three million rand in cash prize pool that's running all of November. Here's how it works. Every single, oops, I lost my place. Every single night between 8:30 and 10:30, a race phase begins. During that 12-hour window, a jackpot is 100% guaranteed to trigger. To get in on the action, all you have to do is bet R2 or more on any habanero game between 8:30 and 10 p.m. during the race time. Players who place a bet closest to the moment the jackpot triggers will win a guaranteed position. So if you're ready to try your luck, head down to the pinned comment right below this video and click the link to get started. When you sign up, don't forget to use our promo code MACG. This is your chance to win, but as always, this is strictly for those who are 18 and over. Please make sure you bet responsibly. Thank you.
Bo. You know, Yelda, you can read.
Thanks, Gail.
Like
you can actually read.
Love you, girl.
No, I didn't like reading, eh?
Yeah, I started learning gigis. I'm not when it's time to read. Yo.
You know what I loved in school? Unprepared speeches or unprepared reading. Ooh. I loved it so much. Oh, did they give you like ice blocks? Ooh, can I chew on one?
But no, but that's what you wanted, Sima.
You know what's nice? I don't know if it's me, but like, do you guys like eat cotton? No, like there's a specific shirt that I bought that I just like nibble on. Like it's nice, ne?
Move.
Oh, Rashuta!
Like, I saw you chewing on your... I think you're wearing a gray thing.
Yeah.
You're chewing on it. Get a marijuana.
Like cotton is nice. Cotton and ice. Like, it just soothes something in me.
I don't know about
For sure, it looks like a petrol, isn't it? It looks like a sharp,
isn't it? No, I don't like the smell of petrol.
I love the smell of
petrol. But like you guys don't like eat cotton?
Mm-mm. I used to do it when I was a kid. And all my clothes used to have like... But now I chow my ear. I do the... Like, you see how I'm doing? Like, instead of eating cotton, I do this. If you check my ears, they have brown things because that's how I relax.
You know how, like, when my ear's itchy, I play music and then I put, like, the speaker in my ear and then it goes bzzz, bzzz in my ear. Then it, like, scratches my ear.
And that's what feels nice.
It feels so good. Oh my gosh.
Really?
You should try it actually.
Yeah.
But I don't want to end up deaf.
No.
You
won't be deaf. Like,
and
surprisingly, I actually listen to Kukulikombo. It feels nice.
But yeah, man, moving forward, like what's on my mind is like a lot of kids, not kids, I guess, at this point. A lot of people getting married at an early age, like your 20s, your 23, 24. But I'm not saying we're 23 and 40 something. I'm talking about 23 and 25, 23 and 26, 23 and what, like that age, you get me? Mm-hmm. And I've seen, I think this week alone, I saw 3 people. My daily wedding, Jabo, Nababanye. No. Like the status Java, I think I have 2,000 people. So, in Unyejo, like, but to propose, man. Like, but I am home affairs. Baba, maybe I know home affairs affair.
But what become? Becoming Mrs.
Becoming Sana, Mrs. Tinaga, also Sulzanda and the Stratwain.
I'm not saying I want any relationship.
I am, but in Sandia, Shabana, eh, to say.
But at least you're in something. Yeah. You're not on the streets, you're not homeless.
Yeah, it's good. I don't see myself. Someone. Like,
real.
I don't see you proposing.
I don't see him getting down on one knee, but I see him getting married. Yo, I don't see him getting on one knee, but I see him getting married, definitely.
Yes, like, you know, like proposing. Like, are you going to invite us? Like,
no, man.
Would you do a proposal party?
I can't do that because the guy has to.
But I would love. So if I do a proposal party, I mean, you guys will see the video. I'll do it with me and her. And I will know that she wants me to like marry. I would never do these things jump moving or on a random day we shoot her spread humans kafaka ring on Gusha. So Sancho Kitsiboro, would you want me to like marry you? How would you feel about me proposing to you? Then maybe after a month, after planning properly, I'll do it. You get me? But I wouldn't. I don't think, but please marry me. Get surprised.
I think so.
But on this day, oh, to nyala,
I don't think so. Some are really a surprise, shame.
Yeah, and some are really a surprise. But more, machichena na risk takey. Nasa joko bicho, uki po na nyala mar.
That thing, like you do to go restaurant, the waiter, and then he comes with fireworks and that plate. Will you marry me? Yo, nka scream and roll like you go John Brandt. Like, yo, I'll be so happy. Wow.
So where's the ring? In the pudding, on the plate?
We are cooking a lot of pork chain.
Oh,
Adula fast. Cause
Adula fatty.
I mean, one knee.
Oh,
you get me. But I've done something like that. Like sometimes if we are celebrating an anniversary, I'll just tell the waiter.
That's nice.
After eating, just make sure you bring it. If keep it there. Like if gay, I wanna ask you to be my girlfriend. I don't do it like normal.
That's sweet.
But I think tomorrow we're not going to finish at all. Check out Zinky Kumota Gerari. I'm joking. But I think because one thing I realize it's for looking and women take such things serious.
Mm.
So by default, you have to take it serious.
Sure.
Do you see yourself?
I'll see. Like, bro.
What's wrong?
Well, it takes, bro. Are you okay in your head?
Is the person okay?
I don't know.
Like, is the person safe? Maybe it's an emergency.
Nah, like I just sent one message, ne? And this person.
I understand. You go lost, understand. Yes, ma.
Man, roa.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dog.
No, tell her to send her dress. Remolata no song.
Oh, that's
hard.
Tell her to send her dress. You'll send the boot, ne?
I was about to let her every week we create a trouble.
Actually.
When I end up.
Do I see myself getting married?
But let me tell you, you are one of those people that I see who go to church and go when I'm talking. When I see, in fact, I'm a blow on the balloon. What I expect? So it's not up to you, by the way.
Mm. I want to get married, but not now. Maybe in like the next 4 years. Mama sala na re yang in reckless.
Hey.
What about me?
Yeah, you do you see if someone proposes to you now?
Yeah.
How are you gonna say yes?
Like now.
Now.
After spring humor, so thakanele na le
ritojo le dina. It's like no joke. Blow my breath, like
yo. It makes sense for you because you're like 26, dog. Like you've reached that age, yo.
Yeah, like maybe mama. 26 or something.
Exactly.
So I'm 24. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Getting married? Like, no.
Sometimes I think about how I think my granny got married when she was 18. Then she had my mom when she was like 19 or 20. Then my mom had me when she was 20. And now that I'm the same age as them, I'm like, I'm not ready for all of that.
Mm.
I don't know. I really like my space. I value living alone, doing my own thing, not having to report to anyone and being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to solo. No, I'm going here. And not having a baby in the corner going, mwah, 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 mwah. Like, I genuinely like this era of my life where I can be selfish.
Mm.
I don't have to take care of this person and take care of that person. I can just take care of myself and try to figure out what I want from this life. That's why I get it now. Mm-mm, 21.
But yeah, but you know, with Lurking, marriages are complicated. But let me tell you something that is really not complicated.
Let's get into it. On Spreading Humors, plugged in with Capitec, where millions of South Africans are banking better.
Like something that must not be complicated, ne? Your connection. That's why with Capitec Connect, ne, makes sense. You get low cost, always on prepaid data, and with an airtime with no hidden costs or conditions. What you pay is what you get. Simple as that. I got my SIM in branch, and now I buy data and airtime straight from the Capitec app. No tricky contracts, no sneaky surprises. Just connections, a connection that works when I need it. Bank on better connection with Capitec Connect. T's and Z's apply. Capitec is an authorized FSP.
That's the T on Spreading Humors. Plugged in with Capitec. Bank on a better future.
I like it when the live read plays and it goes good, 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 good,
yeah,
good,
it's cute.
Oh. Spreading humans. Na 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 na. But is he professional?
Yeah, no, very little professional, but it's
morning.
It's what's talking. Like I'm gonna tell Linyalo, man. Linyalo is a beautiful concept, yeah. And yo, like especially Linyalo, and like I kid you not, bro. Like when someone gets married and I'm close to them and like let's say I knew your relationship from the beginning and you guys are married, even though the closest I've experienced that with was with my aunt, ne? Mm-hmm. But yo, like na na ko bona le motho lo ru bona bo le like now ke le bona le matured, you guys have figured your sides together, like that's why I see myself for it, it's on my to-do list.
The last time I went to a wedding was when I was 10.
Same.
I know.
People
right?
Just aren't getting married anymore.
Like, feel along.
I listen. Ile la Limpopo. Uno check aso a level attend. Ape Limpopo outside. Let's say this street, our street, and you are getting married at the corner house. We don't even reach. So what they do? They put white flags from the corner there until.
Okay.
So khale be very sure as direction. So that when you guys are looking for marriage, I mean for the wedding place, you guys can see by the by the flags for direction. So Limpopo, that's how we find it.
Oh, I get it now.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So they used. I always ask my grandmother how the flag is changing. They're retreater.
Anyway, yeah.
What's on your
mind? I don't know if I spoke about this last week. But I wanted to know, like, what do you think a step-parent shouldn't do?
We did speak about it.
We did?
Dumi, what's up? Sorry, like...
What's
that?
Did you ask us off the show?
Yes.
No, it was off the show.
Ne?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, what do you think, like, a step-parent shouldn't do?
Unfortunately, right? And this is my hardest opinion. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. You must always know that it's not up to you for the kid to love you.
Okay.
It's up to the kid. Like, for someone who will say, hola, kinalo mo papa, I'm going to be honest. Ukre mo tuara bafana. Kure kichi du koko saru papa. Kira uwa. I'm sorry, mom, if you see this, but like, uwa. In my head, when my dad passed on, I was like, I'm never calling any man dad at all. Kramo rikichi du koko, rikichi du koko, chaka Mr. Press, irpap.
But no one will say irpap. Till today, I call my dad like booty. Like till today.
Irpap.
And we've been together.
Ising malume.
Booty. Because he's been in my life since I was like 9. But it was just a thing of, oh, but now I've gotten used to it. So it's like, yes, but I do say it's my dad, you know.
Yeah.
But I call him Puti. Like, it's instilled in my head, you know.
I feel like parents shouldn't, one, molest their kids because that happens way too often.
Ooh.
Two, put your hands on, you know, the kids, as in like beating them, blah, blah, blah. Forcing, you know, the kids to call you mom or dad. Or let's say you as a step-parent... Or let's say you as a step-parent, you have another kid outside of the relationship. Don't now treat your kid like a trophy and treat your partner's child like they should. And what else? Yeah, that's basically
it. You're cooking today, yo. And I'm spitting. Hey, I know. I better come.
I'm going to be a step-mom. I see my mom tell me.
I'm not really careful, bolo. My mom tell me. When I was at the mall, you told me like, oh, hey, get a can of tea. No news or whatever. Hey, But yeah, would you guys? I feel like also another thing that we will never answer right is the fact that we were never stepdads or we were never stepmoms. So in some countries, we'll never fully understand what they feel.
Yeah.
You get me? We are just speaking from the point of view, we take this step. We are just speaking as step kids, not as step parents. Would you be a step mom?
Not now, not at this age. Because like I said, I really do enjoy being selfish with my own space and my own time. And I feel like your 20s, well, or my 20s are for me to discover who I am and what I want to do with this life, how many kids I want, what type of man I want to marry, the type of like work I want to do. So I'm not ready to fully dedicate myself to being a stepmom. Maybe in the next 6-ish years when I've also matured. Because I'm also a kid. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, are we really fucking 21? Like, we live alone. We as exactly. Like, when I see myself, I still see myself as a fucking 17-year-old trying to figure everything out. Mm. So now imagine me with a stepkid when I fall. Who's I mean, a mama? Mina, a whole me. I barely even know who I am, what I want to do with my life. But I must also be responsible for, like, someone else's life. No ways, Jose. What if I kill that child and I'm capable? Or by accident.
Oh, now you're very clumsy. You throw that baby in the dustbin by mistake.
Like, wow, what?
When I see my...
No, I don't... I care about that thing, yeah. You're not my mom.
I think that's one of the...
I used to be that kid.
Really?
You're me when my stepdad first, like, moved in. I was, like, the biggest bitch ever. And
why were you a bitch? For what?
Because I was still, this is the first time I speak about this, like, to my friends, actually, I was still, like, adjusting from my dad leaving that now, oh, geez, not that my mom moved on quick, but, like, it takes a while for you to get used to the fact that, okay, cool, you know, my dad isn't around anymore. So now, after my mom moved on, now I must also, like, wrap my head around the fact that, ish, now, you know, there's someone else in the house. Do I call him dad? Do I not call him dad? What type of person is he? And instead of, like, getting to know him, I was like, okay, cool, guys. It's been fun. I'm moving out. But by God's grace, he is, like, the best stepdad to my little siblings. Mm. He shows up even when, like, my biological dad... Okay, that nigga never shows up.
Yeah, like, I want to tell him,
he left and never... I don't know.
Marathon, Mandel.
Long walk to freedom. He said, I'm out, bitches. And he never looked back. But luckily... But luckily, you know, my stepdad manages to show up to all their soccer games and whatever else they have going on. And he's there to, like... shower them with gifts for Christmas or their birthdays. That's nice. And give them advice because now they're going through puberty and all those awkward ass stages. But yeah, man, I'm really grateful for him. But I just feel like, yeah, I was a bitch. Mm. And I know he watches this show, so I'm sorry for being such a bitch. Aww. Love you.
That's nice. I was never that kid, hey? Like, I was just chilling, bro.
But were,
like,
you not 9?
I was 9.
I think I was going 3 at the holy, like that phase of I'm making out. Yeah. I'm drinking. Yes.
Yeah. Only 9, it's easy. What do you think about Masha?
Hello, Lebamfa, Magnum.
Hey, Masha.
Yesu. Hey, Nana. You said me with Magnum, but I mean, that was good, man. Like, I was chilling.
Nana, I'm going to step dead. Mainly because of 2 reasons.
Why?
What if one of us already paying him on a Nasanji?
What?
You want the father stupid. Hey, man, why don't you say you're going to pay 5
rand, man?
Or and another thing.
A writing pen.
Hey, and another thing. Hey, my jeans. I'm like body. I got kill like a packet.
I can't imagine.
What if one on a Goranyan and 15? Like, they want to do the first. Come on, kick. I'm better scab jute. No, no, but like, came up with a single one. I'm better scab jute. And only a great 10. Like, that's, but honestly speaking, I feel like it comes with gang maturity.
For
I've
sure.
I've seen a lot of families do it, yeah. And they are thriving to a point where we all know Mutuas Utia. Like the Ariabona Toya say I need the people, they treat each other like they are real, they are tight. And I feel like it comes now, we just speak because we are not at the age there where we can fully understand.
Sure.
But with proper parenting, you can get inside a home whereby it's filled with love, comfort, and all those good things. But we find out they are not giddy step, like giddy steps.
Asika step.
But this is one of the respected families, Jamo. Yeah. The kids are behaving, everyone is doing well. But some people do it, some people don't. And for sure. I mean, that's life, man.
Viral. Yes. You're right, it does take a lot of maturity because I would throw, I would throw a tantrum. I would throw myself across the floor and I'd start kicking and screaming. Mind you, I'm like 16. You know, so imagine 16.
I'm really hot, man. 16.
Literally at the peak of my adolescence. Yes, because like now I'm like trying to process my dad leaving. Now I'm trying to process the fact that, oh my gosh, my mom has moved on. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I'm throwing a tantrum. And I don't know how, but like my stepdad was just so like strong through it all. Hey, he never backed down. Oh. What a fighter. Like, that's why I was like, dude, I was the biggest bitch.
I know, I'm gonna get shy, man. Nah, never get shy. Never get no kids about rookie. Mamta, never get some little or two.
Yeah, just morning.
You could never roll a ball. Dala position ma. Mara manna manna ring man. What if I get dala bolo? Lo maru dala bol. Kutoro kela di koko ba fan. Udi eki apko skulu. Are high five. I'm like, dude.
Also, one thing about step parents, they love random advice.
Oh, awkward. Like, yeah, they are so like, awkward. Like,
chief, just chill, eh?
It's okay.
Like, it's okay.
I know. Yeah, you got this woman. And Nina, bon. If I think. I there's one person who long kile kava connected lena because they've never made into lor. Yeah, ish bafana. It's for 2 rand. You know what lor? You wanna sanu go to muki? Then it's like you are not treating me like one rapper later.
Yeah,
I feel like when you try back too much, you can't remember a character episode. But I'm not lebo mau ne. Yeah, not jahole.
There's nothing we haven't seen.
Like, yeah, but what's on your mind?
That was what's on my mind.
Oh, the parents.
Yeah. Okay. What's on yours?
What's on my mind is shocking to me. Allegedly, you know, sorry. Hey, Shane. Hey.
Yo, Shane.
Umbonile. Like, okay,
relax,
sorry.
Buddy.
One day we go quiet. But
Shane was trying to signal me to read Hollywood Bit and I kept sticking my tongue out at him. Wait, Aring.
Why are you sticking your tongue out?
Because I just like doing it. Ever since I found out that he's a 2000, I just see him as like a little new.
Kill it 2K.
Must respect Shane, guys.
He's actually 21.
Yeah, but you can
sorry? See.
Yeah.
Aren't you 21, Shane? How old are you?
He's 24.
Yeah, but that's not
he's my age. Yeah.
Yo.
Gang, why not?
You and Shane are the same age.
Yes.
But you guys don't look the same age.
Who looks older?
But Dile said this once too.
No.
And also, he's more mature than I am.
Yeah. Like, it's a
what's on my mind is Siya Kolisi, man. Apparently, the captain of the Springboks.
Oh, shout out the
broker.
He gom the
fucking broker. Dude, I'm just shocked,
what a dope
man.
Group, man.
The broker.
Yeah, they cool. Like they're always winning. Like they.
I love winners, man.
I like the other guy. I don't know. It's Ferf or Herf.
De Klerk.
I don't know. I think
FW
so.
Declared.
And I also like Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were there, Zile.
Okay, well, you actually.
He could have been there. What day were you born? Oh, no, he was born in
1999. No, man. Get 2001.
Well, now
I am.
So apparently, the Springbok captain Siya Kolisi's love life has become the topic of much speculation, real, after he was recently spotted with a new companion, also named Rachel. My chat is. Kolisi, who announced his divorce from his ex-wife Rachel in October 2024, has found himself in the center of media attention since their split. My chat is, he has already moved on.
Ati Niyanda.
Uban,
Like, what must he do?
Hey, I am a man. He must breathe.
No, he has been breathing.
How much? It's only been a year, man.
No offense, ne? No offense. Marayanda, we're not moving on.
What? Bulel.
All of us here are dalika moving on.
Oh, what's on your shake?
No, not a kid, but now I'm not. No, I get dalin. No, we move on. What wrong?
Uscora, no. What am I?
No. Musa diwa yawa kala besu Rachel.
Yes.
Yes.
That's awkward.
Okay, that's actually weird.
Ya krimoni Tomaso. Krimoni Tomaso.
But shame, man. The real Rachel, like, what okay, not the real.
The first one.
The one that we know.
The
first one.
Yeah. She is really trying to heal. You know, she's doing things that she loves. You know, being outside. You know. You know, she's just being, you know, a cute white lady. You know, doing her stuff. Okay. No, like, I mean, they're like adventurous stuff, you know, riding horses and cool stuff.
You know? I get you, though.
Yeah, you know.
So I can't do those things. That's why we're just surprised when you get a rabbit. But I get you. I hate that I get you.
Yeah,
but she's just doing her own thing, you know, trying to heal, you know. Like, and honestly, the guy is just playing his rugby, doing his own thing.
Been a year and he's already moved on from a whole marriage.
A whole marriage.
Okay, I understand a relationship. Maybe I broke up with someone who's older. Today I move on. It's fine. It was just a small Nyanda relationship. Marriage.
But ati Nyanda, ati. What does he do?
We all know a marriage ends before it ends.
Fair.
Oh, yes.
No, but what happened, Magdalo?
It could have probably ended 4 years ago and he's just moving on now. Okay, fair. Okay, because, so we see 2025.
Rugby's happening. People know me as this big captain's sponsors. For the sake of my sponsor and my personalities, well, can we please be with each other till I finish the season, win the World Cup? Then after winning the World Cup, you can go the separate way. Money is always on the table. Yeah. You get me? You are not losing anything. All of us are gaining. And also, during this time, let's see if we can what? Try fix.
Mm-mm.
By the time it gets to the media, it has already been done.
Yeah.
We all know if I break up with someone and the media finds out, you find out, you guys know, when I'm dating someone, you find out I dated this person a month or 3 months before and the media is only finding out what? Now.
I hope this endeavor is real because I'm not trying to be hated by the biggest rugby player, please. I hope this is real news. Like,
No.
Because what are you? I hope this is real news. Allegedly. Oh my God.
Allegedly. We get our sources from online articles. We're not taking shit out of our brains and just spewing.
Like, who would think of Siakolisi? Like, no. Like, it's not like a person that you just think of.
And say,
you know, it's not at the top of our heads.
You mean? Are we sure this is true?
Okay, so do you move the internet sources later? So we don't know. Basically, we don't know.
I don't want to be hated by the poker.
Yeah, please, just say, I'm not trying to be hated by the poker. Please, guys. Oh my gosh.
But I feel like he deserves it, Me personally, I feel like he deserves
And also, Rachel, the real Rachel, also needs, I love that she's trying to, you know, move on and be fine. And I hope she finds love, man. She seems like such a sweet lady, you know? Yeah.
Now that, like, this people manage to find such news, né? You know, but wrong about you, Shaki, what about you? Well, we're going to check the following job at Barsima. Unfollow this.
How do you search that?
Like, it doesn't notify you, bro.
Each other.
No, Meji doesn't follow Sol anymore. That's why you see Sol and the pictures that Sol had, Kacha 2013, are no longer on Meji's pool. But 2013, you had to scroll 500 pictures. I like if you're
honest. How
like,
bored are people, you, bro?
It's better.
But still, it's weird.
But it's weird. What?
Weird. Like, ew.
Journalism. No, but these are found by like normal people. Go. Okay.
But Sembiso.
Sembiso Kiman.
No. I'm just saying it's a normal person.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Mom, don't want to find me when you are. But yeah, like I always wonder, oh, Mfetu, you were chilling and you check the rookie. Zile as a follower, mama, mama as a follower. Like how? King,
or maybe then they go mind? To the your following name, then they search your name, Zile. And then maybe you're not following, then but let me go check kwa. Maybe that's how they do it.
Sima, how does that happen?
I don't understand how people are able to do that with like celebrities or public figures or influencers. I follow like 300 people. Because that's insane. I only follow like 84 or 85 people. It's so easy, maybe, yes, yeah. It goes from 85 to 84. And you're like, oh, what's happening?
But they don't have to investigate. And that one they must know. You get me?
Do you hate him or do you just dislike him?
I'm more than anything, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, Pookie.
Yeah, because I genuinely thought he could do better.
Do you think if you guys would ever like fix
things? No, I'm not fixing anything.
Okay.
It's just that the fact that I've already fixed it with myself. But I'm just okay. It's like
if he sees you like at Cotton Fest.
No, don't talk to me. No, bro. Don't talk to me, bro. No, don't. Because you could have spoke with me. Some stones are meant to be left unturned.
You know, I saw him this other time at Nomad. He was holding a laptop and,
I didn't want that.
It felt so awkward. Like, I didn't know whether to greet him or not. So like, but this is not my peep.
Uliji. Like, when you cried, literally tears. Hey guys, Scorpion Kings tomorrow.
I was just like, I don't know whether to greet him, but I'm like, this is not my beef, so.
Fair.
But it is my friend, so like.
I feel like the pain comes with the connection. So that's, I always tell you, Yanda, if Shane says Fotek, it's like, hey, Shane, when I'm on. But if I say Fotek, why would Zile say that? Mm. Like, it's like, why? Mm. All along, you wanted to say that? You get me? Mm. Like, it's because we get hate every day. That's why some hate is like, okay. That's why you're, because maybe you thought you were cool with her and all of a sudden, something comes, it's like, I thought we were cool. Mm. And like, if it's a random person, see,
honestly,
like,
I didn't think we were cool. I just didn't know the lady and I didn't think she knew.
But for her to say like snacks things about you and then come to you and say, no, we're cool, that's off. I can't say fuck you online, and then when I see you, I hug
like
you.
She would say like really, really mean stuff, and I'm like, yo.
But
like,
you resolve things when I learn because you confronted me.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like I don't fuck with what you did, but you know we're cool. You know, I bit sharp, huggies, and then I held her hand, and then we went back to the section.
Mm. But at the end of the day, forgiveness is within the Bible. That's why in my heart I forgave him, but it's a thing of like he must never come close to me. Because now I believe in forgiving because everyone truly deserves a chance. Either way, Lina, it's not like I'm a better person. Kimango mo peter mo fasting other mon. Ariana say na mo isa di mo peter tan ma. Ongisha, I'm not a better person. So why can't you get to high? So I do forgive him, but you must just know anakwa this machine.
Kule
kwa. Either way, I wanted to speak about SASMAS. Unfortunately, because we didn't win last year, Aspar nominated this year. It's one thing not winning the award, but not winning nomination, it's bad. You know? But I think when Jesus is there.
But they're not even promoting, so they're not going to win.
Who's not promoting?
Bomek G and them. Like, and Basol. Oh, sure. Like, they're not promoting. Are they promoting? Exactly.
They're not.
So they're not going to win. You know, and who's gonna win it again? Every chance.
I know. I don't.
Sometimes the winners win.
That's a bomb.
No, but I love them. You know, as people. You know, but I don't fuck with them at work. But I fuck with them like outside. Like they really do.
Like, they are nice, like they are nicer people outside of work.
I'd want to meet them outside of work.
You know,
yeah,
they're really dope. And then you find them at where?
But see, no, okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like,
no, no. But no, see, man, this thing of outside operation must, No, I wanna know.
I love them.
Ooh. We all have a love hate relationship, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's like that ex that you love and hate. Like, you don't want him near
actually,
you,
guys, I wanted to say this. Oh my gosh, Bruce, shame. Apparently, not apparently, actually.
Allegedly or straight.
No. I was like, would you cry for Bruce? You know? So now it seemed like I was saying he's chopped.
Oh, no one said Bruce is chopped.
No one said that. I was just saying, like, ulela Bruce. Like, do you get what I mean? I wasn't saying who chopped or whatever, you know? Shame. I really like Bruce, man. He's a really dope guy. Like, oh, I feel so bad.
Oh, no, we weren't trying to put him down. We were just saying Nakuta's a badass bitch, man.
Like, Nakuta's...
And badass bitches.
I mean, I don't fuck with her, but, like, she's dope. Like, she's mushy. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? Ulela mushimani.
Like, ulela Bruce. Like, sometimes...
But I hope...
It's like saying ulela zile. Okay.
Oh. We all meet.
So maybe that's how we felt.
But I'm chop now, guys. Nah, Chet. Chet, am I chop, Chet?
No.
Am I chopped, Chet?
No, I wasn't saying that you're chopped. OMG, shame, man. I was just saying, hurry, like,
but,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really sorry, man, Bruce. I really hope you see this and that all is a shame, ever. Sorry, la vie.
Oh, I think I saw that thing. And then people in the comments were like dragging our exes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why run?
I'm like that.
He's not an ugly duckling.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
come with the most rating, then. Mara.
You're bad. Like, he's
not. What happened?
Oh, he's
not
clean.
And I'm so uncommonate. Exactly. Oh, come with the Mara. Oh,
yeah.
I hope Bruce.
I see how I get shocked. I own that, but yeah, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Valid.
I'm joking.
I'm also joking.
No,
yo, it's before they start calling us chopped, I'm grand.
I'm not calling about to get chopped. Hey.
Who started this thing of calling you handsome? Whoever it is, I'm gonna be. Chat, we're gonna beat you up. When and how did that stupid
but
thing
so much becoming handsome? What the fuck do you mean by that?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? It's like saying Leona Bonlakhane. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Dog.
You know what's crazy?
People are so mean.
I just don't want to be mean. There's this other screenshot. I mean, you know how when you do a video, they just in the comments, let's say you're saying, oh, my ex is ugly, 1, 2, 3. They screenshot a video of you on an off day, the day you look.
Yes!
I'm so glad they can't say that about my ex, man.
Fair.
Yeah, they can't come for beauty. Hey, they'll be lying, man.
And also, it's not fair to, because I think they did this with your ex's girlfriend or whatever, or situationship, I don't know. They took like a video of her where she had makeup on and a filter. Then they put the ugliest ass pictures of us, the snaps you don't like from the promos on TikTok. They took those stupid ass pictures and like, oh no, who are they to speak on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
That's
guys,
lie,
catch us in real life, catch us on site.
Yeah, I always get that thing. Oh my gosh, you're pretty in real life. Like, no.
Exactly.
Like,
you're
supposed to be
that. I embrace the fact that I'm medium ugly. I always tell you
medium
guys.
Medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare. I'm a medium ugly gender. And also, I don't like commenting on people's partners. Because
but you date the hottest girls, though. So.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm like, I did a mistake.
Nah.
At least, I can go to Marcherei. I can go to level. Zilla wapapa. Zilla hanging. Because you don't really cheer again.
Ah, shame, man. Oh, no, Bruce, ever.
But Bruce, basically, she said she's sorry. Please forgive her. We actually.
Yeah.
I was with Abu Bruce when I saw the guy.
Which guy?
The guy with makeup like I know.
Oh.
Steve, Bruce, Fargo. Such a chilled bunch, man.
Yeah, they're very nice people.
Mar, no offense, ne?
Ashul?
No offense. I found out like any baby.
But too much.
Bruce and Emily, they said this, you know, because I don't want to jeopardize this relationship. Bruce was just chilling. But my father was like, any bed. It was me and my friend, and three of my friends. But Wana? No. Kakaran for 26 in it, that's the rule. So, wawula. Nah, that game has to be studied, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Steve. Domingos was Fargo. And who else? Bruce was just there.
Oh, more, wait.
Is Fargo the one with the dreads?
Yeah.
He's cute.
Would he's a smash? Really cute guy.
Would you smash him?
No. Oh. I think he's too young for me. But
how old is he?
Mort, I don't know. He looks young.
Yanda,
he seems young.
I wouldn't smash, but he's cute. He has a very nice face.
Mm.
Zile?
No, wait. Fisha, come on, Steve. Yakone. Let me tell him. I'm so cute. Yakone. How? Katrete ya katse mono. Aw. Aw. Khale mara tibi butso butso butso. Uno raise bay tsamo. No man.
Also.
Se taro prep.
Ari. Speaking on the whole ugly topic, I know that all those stupid ass blogs on the internet won't put this part out, but I'm not calling my ex or Ghost Ruby ugly. Yeah. I'm not calling Bruce. I'm not calling any of them ugly. You know, it's all fun and games. I really did say I'm joking. I really am sorry. None of them are chopped. Mm. Also, who am I to say my ex is chopped when I pursued them first, you know? And my chat is, you know what? Love is blind.
I don't think he's chopped.
He's cute, you know?
Yeah, I mean, chubby cheeks, cute.
Who am I to comment chubby on niggas' looks? I'm not going to comment on niggas' looks. I saw even the video.
Because it's pretty good. It's like shits and gigs. It's fun and games.
But no,
I was saying.
It was so funny. I can't even repeat it. I think you didn't mean it like that.
Oh,
man.
Tony, I've been sitting now. You know, but it died. It big cheese, like when she was saying what she said to you, and then you weren't listening to her, which is like that. But I was just joking, Tony. Oh, yeah, like, you look very nice with the blonde, man. It's really cool on you. She do it more often. It's dope.
Shout out.
Yeah, we don't call people chopped on this platform. We don't mean it, guys.
Am I chopped, Chad?
Like, it's all fun and games, man. And we're a platform that always speaks about body dysmorphia and self-esteem.
And we talk about that thing a lot.
And all those things.
I
so...
to yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, did I tell you this?
Is it bothering you?
No, okay, what is it? You love no one of someone who romco or morua. I can never get a cracking that's her colo. Tell us, it's a set. I was wondering.
Oh gosh, but yeah, we don't encourage bullying, you know, speaking about people's looks, speaking about people's bodies. So we really, I feel like that's why we bully people that we know personally. Okay, not bully, but like make fun of, because we know at the end of the day, this person can always call me and say, yeah, when I can't understand. My ex used to say that, like, for fun, like when we were at each other. Okay, but now it seems like. Okay, but now it sounds like we had like a bad ass relationship. Like, you know,
what? Like, right, man. Tony, I was not familiar with the game.
Exactly. So that's why we can like laugh and say, oh no, it died 1, 2, 3. Because I know at the end of the day, he can always call and say, yeah, we're not 1, 2, 3.
It's yeah, we're not die. Like, you know?
I have a pretty ass head, so. And maybe.
Puff can't look like a round. It's so cute.
Why you not pretty too?
Like, you have a nice head.
Thank you.
Nah, no, but.
It's cute.
Hello, I'm not toilet right. You'll be so touched.
Because you have a big head.
No, nah, I do. I embrace it.
But I think you're cruel. Nope, who am I to speak?
Yeah, who am I?
Who am I?
Sometimes
you say what? You grew what?
I think his body grew into his head. Because you said...
So they said you were stuck with...
No, listen, chat, hear me out. Remember when you said when you were young, you had a small body but a big ass head? That's why I'm like, maybe you
can see those pictures that you posted. Keyboard shape.
Pavement. I'm growing into it.
Exactly. I didn't mean to bully you or body shame you or head shame you.
Like, I had like big ass lips when I was young. Well, they still big,
it's so big.
Like, it's a babur. Like, you know? But because like my face was so small and I was so small and tiny and my lips was the only thing that was like standing out. So people would be like, say things like, oh my gosh, you have blowjob lips. Like, ew, like, guys, I'm in fucking grade four. Like, why are you thinking of that shit? Like, that's weird. You know? So I had, like, I used to get bullied a lot for my lips. And then after that, like, I don't know if my body, like, grew into my lips.
Kato, what the fuck?
Don't touch it.
Oh. That's scary. Like, I don't know.
Come here. Yeah.
You smell like a guy. I didn't even know you had dimples. That's how much you're smiling right now. Oh, okay. I sang Affect Leon Dab.
So, yeah. Like, I don't know if like my body or my face like
grew into the lips.
I don't know. Like, how to say it.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They did. Because we don't see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shame.
Speaking about things that are big. So, guys, when I was small, right? So you guys see how my bum is now.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine this bum on like a tiniest.
I remember we did a challenge and we're. And I'm like, this person will come.
Exactly.
I said, I don't know.
It's like you're doing dance up.
Exactly. Because my friends used to make fun of me in high school because I think my back is like this for some odd reason.
Yeah.
So they used to say, like, I walk like this, right? Yeah. So, like, as a small kid, like, it looked weird, right? Because it just looked like they were like two.
It's like a
big
drawing.
Yeah. It's like party. I told about Moki, man. I'm not a party. They need to get body.
Oh my gosh! Like I would like love people to like bully me about bums.
No.
Oh my god!
But now when you're in grade two and like the matrix or like the matrix boys are like looking at you weird. Now it's like, oh no, this is weird.
You're in grade two.
Yeah. When I call it,
grade 12, or grade 2?
No, I was in grade 2. They were in grade 12.
Yes.
So now because I look a certain way, it's like, oh, what's happening over there?
Ah!
Sis. We still have a long way to go.
What's again?
Yeah, we're fine. We're going to talk next week, guys. But for now, home is going to be.
What?
You don't know that?
No.
A cow doesn't shit all this shit. It leaves some behind, so don't finish all the food. That's how you like when you're talking to someone on stage, come kidding, So kissema basically. What does Sema English?
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching.
Thank you.
We really love you guys. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you. Bye.
We love you guys so much. Wholeheartedly.
Chat, am I chopped?
Chat, am I chopped? Oh, I like this part.
Like the bloopers.
Shots
is his own. Shots, director. Show you how to do it. I'm going to the blooper shots.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
Hello.
Okay.
emhlabeni ka Jehova subscribe nina futhi nibabi if ubhekele channel for 10 minutes longer and awaka subscribe umubi dog that's why bakuchithela ngoba awuna commitment unama commitment issues subscribe lapho ngeke sizwe.